Title, Biden's Cybersecurity Executive Order. Content, on May 12, 2021, the Biden administration issued its much-anticipated Executive Order on Improving the Nation's Cybersecurity. Below are provisions we believe will be of most interest to contractors, as well as any company that provides information technology, IT, and operational technology, OT services, cloud computing, software, or Internet of Things. IoT technology, as the new regulations and standards called for in the order are likely to have an impact beyond government contractors. Sector 2. Sharing threat information. Recognizes IT and OT service providers, including cloud service providers, have unique access and insight into cyber threat and incident information. The government will focus on removing contractual barriers to IT and OT service providers sharing threat information. Within 60 days of the order, the government will review the Federal Acquisition Regulation, FAR, and Defense Federal Acquisition Regulation Supplement, DFARS, and recommend updates. Per the order, recommendations shall include descriptions of contractors to be covered by the proposed contract language. Within 90 days of receipt of the recommendations, the FAR Council shall review and publish proposed updates to the FAR. The FAR/FARS updates are to include requirements that IT and OT service providers, 1, collect and preserve data, information, and reporting for cybersecurity event prevention, detection, and response on all information systems over which they have control, 2, share data, information, and reporting as they relate to cyber incidents or potential incidents directly with the agency with which they have contracted and any other agency deemed appropriate by the Director of OMB, in consultation with the Secretary of Defense, the Attorney General, the Secretary of Homeland Security, and the Director of National Intelligence. 3. Collaborate with federal cybersecurity or investigative agencies. And 4. Share cyber threat and incident information in industry-recognized formats. Within 120 days of the order, the government will develop steps to ensure service providers share data with agencies, CISA, and the FBI to assist in response to cyber threats, incidents, and risks. The order states a policy that information and communications technology, ICT, service providers must promptly report to the relevant agency, and in some cases to CISA, cyber incidents involving a software product or service provided to such agencies. Within 45 days of the order, the government will recommend FAR language on A. the nature of cyber incidents to be reported, B. the types of information to report, C. protections for privacy and civil liberties, D. the time frame for reporting, contemplates a graduated scale with the shortest reporting period being 3 days, E. national security systems reporting requirements, and F. the type of contractors and service providers to be covered. Within 90 days of receipt of the recommendations, the FAR Council shall review and publish proposed updates to the FAR. The order calls for streamlining/standardizing cybersecurity contractual requirements across agencies. Within 60 days of the order, the government will recommend language to the FAR Council for standardized contract language, considering the scope of contractors and associated service providers to be covered. Within 60 days of receipt of the recommendations, the FAR Council shall review and publish proposed updates to the FAR. Following updates to the FAR, agencies are to eliminate any agency-specific cybersecurity requirements that are duplicative. Sector 3. Modernizing federal government cybersecurity requires the government to modernize its approach to cybersecurity, to include prioritizing cloud solutions and zero-trust architecture. This section contains multiple directives, including, within 60 days of the order, the government will begin to modernize FedRAMP to include training for agencies, improving communication with cloud service providers through authorization, and streamlining/automating cloud provider authorization and continuous monitoring. Within 90 days of the order, in coordination with GSA/FedRAMP, the government will develop a new federal cloud security strategy and related materials. Within 180 days of the order, agencies are required to adopt multi-factor authentication and encryption for data at rest and in transit. Although the order does end